哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息圣日上的聚会。
今天我们也所有的来聆听 our Sabbath morning worship。
一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let us sing hymn 129. Now we will kneel down to pray together.
求神在他所赐福的安息圣日里来带领我们。
And may God guide us in this blessed Sabbath day.
借着我们所听到的道理，来相互的学习。
Let us learn mutually through the words we will hear.
让主耶稣基督的福气恩典满满的在我们生活当中。
May the blessing and the grace of the Lord be showered upon our lives.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
那很高兴有这样的机会跟我们一起来敬拜神。
It is my joy to be here and worship God together.
我们来看出埃及记。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章第五节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 5.
二十章五节，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我主你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三世代。六节
，six，
爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。在这里谈到说神是祭邪的神。
In these two verses, we see that God abhors iniquity.
神所爱的祝福到千代，神所恨恶的要追讨他的罪直到三世代。
And at the same time, we are told that for those that he abhors, he will shower his curse for the third and fourth generation. And as to those who do good, will have mercy for thousands.
这里告诉我们，神他的慈爱。他的怜悯胜过他公义跟审判。
We are told here that his mercy and his love are above his judgment and his righteousness.
这也是为什么我们敢在神的施恩宝座前向他求怜悯，向他求恩典。
This is the reason for which we are able and are worthy to come before his mercy seat and plead for mercy.
但另外一点也告诉我们，我们的 所作所为不但我们自己要向神负责任，更会影响到我们的后代子孙。
Conversely, we are told that not only what we do, we shall give an account to God, but also our actions have repercussions for our next generations.
换句话说，我们可能造福后代，我们也可能祸延子孙。
That is to say, we can bring either calamity or blessing to our generations that follow.
这就像我们做任何的决定一样。
And this is not different from every decision we make in life.
比如说我们在念大学的时候要选哪个科系。
For example, we choose what major we choose to study in college.
那将来要从事哪个行业。
And what career to follow later on.
我们要结婚的时候是跟哪个对象。
And when we are to marry, we decide who our spouse will be.
那甚至我们要移民到哪个国家。
Or even at what country we should immigrate to.
不但会影响到我们个人，也会影响到我们的后代子孙。
All these decisions not only influence ourselves, but also our descendants.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们很多是从国内移民到美国来的。
Many of the brothers and sisters here have immigrated to the United States from mainland China.
我们的下一代可能渐渐的就不会讲我们的母语了。
And it might be possible that our next generation might not speak our native language.
那甚至将来他们有可能跟洋人来结婚。
It might also be possible that they marry Caucasians or Americans.
你能不能想象说你以后的孙子是这个蓝眼睛，是金头发的。
Can you imagine how your grandchildren will look if they will have golden hair and blue eyes?
你的孙子可能是有黑有白又有黄。
And you might see your grandchildren be black, yellow or white.
这个可能我们都没有办法想象。
These are things that escape the scope of our imagination.
但是确实可能会发生的。
But these are all within the realm of possibility.
所以我们现在所做的决定会影响到以后我们的子子孙孙。
That is to say, the decisions we take today might influence our children and grandchildren.
所以我们就要很小心来做选择。
Which is why we ought to be careful when we decide.
才能够造福我们的后代子孙，而不至于祸延我们的后代子孙。
In this way, we will bring blessing and peace to our descendants and not curse and bad things.
那我们以下就从以色列人的一个历史我们来做一个思考。
So now let us study this topic based on the history of the Israelites.
以色列王国第一个王就是扫罗王。
The first king in the dynasty of the Israelites is King Saul.
那第二任王是大卫王。
The second was King David.
那再来就是大卫的儿子所罗门王。
And next was the son of King David, Solomon.
那如同一般人所说的富贵不超过三代。那同样的这个大卫王朝在他的孙子这个也就是所罗门王之后，这个罗波安王国家就分裂。
Like people sometimes say, wealth cannot be passed on for more than three generations. In the same way, the kingship will not be able to pass on beyond King Jeroboam.
分成北国、以色列国、南国、犹大国。
At the time, the kingdom was split into the northern dynasty of Israel and the southern dynasty of Judah.
那并且经常有征战。
And during this period, there were many wars and fights.
一边想要统一，一边想要独立。
One faction wanted unification, the other one wanted more divisions.
甚至要反攻。
They wanted rebellion and separation.
所以造成这个国家的不平安。
And all of this brought about the lack of peace in the country.
那小弟要跟大家分享的就是这个分裂王国之后的一个王叫做约沙法王。
Today, I would like to share with you regarding King Jehoshaphat, who was a king after the kingdom split.
这个约沙法王，他的曾祖父就是这个罗波安王。
The great grandfather of King Jehoshaphat was none other than King Roboam.
那再来，就是接着罗波安王做完的是亚比亚王。
And then came King Abia.
那再来就是亚萨。
And then Asa.
也就是我们要分享这个约沙法王他的爸爸。
And this is regarding the father of King Jehoshaphat, whom we'll share about today.
那我们来看看这个约沙法王做王的时候的情况。
So let us see what was the situation when Jehoshaphat reigned.
来看历代志下。
Let us turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下的十七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下十七章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 17 verse 1。
一节亚撒的儿子约沙法接续他做王，奋勇自强，防备以色列人。二节。
Two。
安置军兵在犹大一切坚固城里，又安置防兵在犹大地和他父亲亚撒所得的以法莲城邑中。三节。
Three。
主与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。四节。
Four。
只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。五节。
Five。
所以神坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡，约沙法大有尊荣之财。这里记载着这个约沙法当王的时候，他遵行神的道。
This passage describes that during the reign of King Jehoshaphat, he followed the way of the Lord.
他不像这个北国以色列国拜偶像拜假神。
He did not bow down to idols and balls like the northern kingdom did.
所以神就坚固他的国家。
And consequently, God strengthened his kingdom.
那这个国民呢，向他进贡，让他大有尊荣，让他大有资财。
The people paid tribute to him, for which he had great riches and much honor.
所以我们可以看到，因为他行神的道，所以神就祝福他。
So we can see that because he followed the Lord's ways, the Lord blessed him.
让他国家安定。
Allowing him to have peace in his kingdom.
让他这个经济繁荣。
Granting him wealth and riches.
所以他的内政搞得很好。
And therefore, internal affairs within the country were quite good.
那我们来看看他在国际外交上的成果怎么样。
So let us see what he did in regards to international relations.
我们来跳过来看第十节。
Let us see verse 10.
第十节，神使犹大四境的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。十一节。
Eleven。
有些非利士人与约沙法送礼物，纳贡银，亚拉伯人也送他公绵羊7700只，公山羊7700只。十二节。
Twelve。
约沙法日渐强大，在犹大建造营寨。和基霍城，我们读到这边。
It's related to verse 12.
这边呢说，这个约沙法王得到神的帮助。
Here we see that God's help came to Jehoshaphat.
不但把国家内政搞得很好。
Not only allowing to handle well the internal affairs of the country.
在国际外交上，他也是一等一的。
But also to be very successful in international relationships.
其他的国家都向他纳贡称臣。
All the other countries pay tribute to him and send him gifts.
这一切一切的成功归功于这个领导者约沙法王懂得行神的道。
And we can say that the reason for all this success is that the leader in chief, Jehoshaphat, knew how to walk in the Lord's way.
他选择效法他的祖先大卫行神的道。
He chose to follow the way of his ancestor David and worship the Lord.
而不是效法北边那个以色列国家拜偶像。行这个神眼中看为恶的事情。
And not look up to the northern kingdom who worship idols and doing things abhorrible to the Lord's sight.
所以一个正确的选择不但带给自己好处，也带给国家好处。
So a good choice and decision in this regard not only brings a good to the person itself, but to the whole kingdom.
这是因为他做了正确的选择。
And this is because he made the right choice.
这个时候发生了一件事情。
And after this happened,
我们看十八章。
Let us see what happened in verse 18, in chapter 18.
十八章第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
一节，约沙法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。这里谈到说这个好王这个犹大国的这个约沙法王，当他国家强盛，当他内政外交都 很好的时候、啊、他做了一件事情。
Here we are told that after this king Jehoshaphat had handled well the internal and external affairs of the kingdom,、oh, he did something. 这里
说他跟亚哈结亲，亚哈是谁呀、
啊、？Here it says that he, in marriage, he allied himself with Ahab. And who is Ahab?
这个亚哈就是北边那个以色列国的领导、哦、就是北边以色列国的。的王啊、
Ahab was the leader and king of the northern kingdom.、
哦、那这个王他怎么样呢
？And what does Ahab did as a king?
这个王啊是一个拜偶像的王。
And、he was an idol worshipper.、
哦、因为他娶了、哦、一个这个太太、哦、是拜偶像的。
A reason being that he married a wife who was herself an idol worshipper.、
哦、那这个第一夫人拜偶像、啊、当然了、啊。哦、他的国民、啊、也跟着拜偶像去了。
And given that the king worship idols, then the people have no choice but to follow on.、
哦、全国得罪神。
The whole country sins greatly against God.、
哦、那这个约沙法王、哦、这个拜真神的王啊，却跟这个拜偶像的王啊，哦、成为亲家了。
And now we see that this God-fearing Jehoshaphat now becomes family with this king、in the northern kingdom that is an idol worshipper.、
哦、也就是约沙法王。为自己的儿子、哦啊、找这个亚哈的女儿、哦啊这个、来结亲了。
That is to say, what King Jehoshaphat did was to find the daughters of Ahab for them to marry his own sons.、
哦、那如果用世上的人的眼光来看
，If we see this from a worldly point of view,、
哦、一边是王子，一边是公主啊，哎、门当户对啊。
Then you see a prince on one hand and a princess on one hand, and this is a match that is as good as none other.
啊，但是啊，如果用神的角度来看
，But if we see this from God's point of view,
一边是属神的，一边是属魔鬼的。
And there is on one hand one who belongs to God and the other one who belongs to Satan.
怎么可以结亲呢
？How can this be a match in marriage?
来看，哥林多后书哈。
Let us see Second Corinthians.
第六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6
哥林多后书六章十四节
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14
十四节你们和不信的原不相配不要同父一轭义和不义有什么相交呢光明和黑暗有什么相通呢十五节
15
基督和比列有什么相合呢信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？啊，在这里啊，谈到说不可以跟恶哦来相交啊。
Here we're told that we should have no fellowship with evil.
哦，因为啊不相配。
Because they are not equally.
哦，神的子民不能够跟魔鬼的后代混在一起。
The descendants of God cannot be together with the descendants of Satan.、
哦、所以这个约沙法王啊。哦、在神祝福之下、哦、国家强盛、哦啊、这个经济繁荣
So under the blessing of the Lord King Jehoshaphat saw much prosperity inside and outside his kingdom、
啊、但是却在这个时候、啊、他做了一个错误的选择
But right in this very moment he made a bad decision、
哦、他跟这个拜偶像的、啊、这个亚哈王、哦、结亲
He joined King Ahab from the northern kingdom in marriage.
也许我们会觉得很奇怪哦。
We might feel this is strange.
他怎么会这样做
？Why would it occur to him to do such a thing？
哦，难道他不知道哦？这个亚哈王是拜偶像的，搞迷信的。
Does he not know that King Ahab is superstitious and idol worshipping？
是得罪神的。
That he sins against God。
啊，他怎么会跟他搞在一起呢
？So why would he choose to join him？
到底他在打什么算盘
？Why is going on？ What is going on in his head？
哦，到底啊，他心里头想的又是什么
？And what is it that he is plotting？
哦，在最成功的时候啊，却做出了。最错误的决定。
Because at the height of his success, he made a very bad decision.
哎，今天我们也很有可能是这样子。
But today, it might be possible for us to fall into the same trap.
当我们哦一无所缺的时候
，When we lack nothing.
哦，身份也搞定了。
When we have immigration status.
工作也有着落了。
And we have a foundation in our careers.
哦，甚至哦，我们也买了房子了。
And we even have purchased a home.
哦，一切都很稳定了。
And everything seems good.
哦，不再像以前啊，啊东躲西藏，哦这个忙碌，哦这个为了三餐呐、啊，哦 就到处搬家。
And we are not running and hiding all over the place and seeking a living in whichever way we can.
那以前呢、啊，我们懂得要倚靠神，要抓住神。
Before in our times of lack, we knew how to grasp onto God and trust Him.
哦，主啊，帮助我啊！
Lord, please help me.
耶稣啊，帮助我啊！
Jesus, please come to my aid.
哦，让我啊，赶快拿到身份啊！
So that I can gain status.
哦，让我啊，不要被警察抓到啊！
And the police won't take me away.
哦，让我啊，不要生病啊，因为我没有保险啊！
Don't let me fall sick because I have no medical insurance.
哦，哎呀，懂得依靠神。
And at that time, we knew how to trust in God.
哦，当我们什么都有的时候啊！
But now when we have everything,
你还会这样依靠神吗？
Can you still trust in God in the same manner?
生病看医生嘛，反正有保险。
If I fall sick, what is that to me? I have health insurance, I go to the doctor.
警察有什么好怕的？反正有身份。
And I don't care about the police because I am a legal resident in the US.
也不需要再搬家看房东的脸色。
And I have no need to put up with my landlord anymore.
当我们什么都有的时候啊，我们很容易就失去了以前倚靠神、信靠神的心。
It is when we have everything and we lack nothing that we lose that heart of trusting in the Lord.
那怎么不会做错事？
So, no wonder we make mistakes.
当然会啊。
Of course we do.
就好像约沙法王一样。
Just as King Jehoshaphat did.
这个时候啊，最成功的时候，却做了最糟糕、错误的决定。
When Jehoshaphat was the most successful, it was that he made the worst possible decision.
那为什么他会这样？
And why did he do so?
跟他的成长背景有关系。
This is related to his upbringing and background.
我们刚刚说到哦，他的这个曾祖父啊，哦，就是罗伯安王哦，从他开始国家分裂。
We mentioned that his great grandfather was King Rehoboam, which was the first king after the kingdom split.
哦，那当然哦，征战连连呐。
And we see that battles have no end.
我们来看前面哦，这个十二章哦。
Let us see, before this in chapter 12.
十二章的十三节。
Chapter 12, Chapter 12, verse 15.
十五节，罗伯安所行的事，自始至终，不都写在先知示玛雅和先见义多的史记上吗？罗伯安与耶罗伯安时常征战。这里说到他的曾祖父经常打仗。
The Bible tells us that his great grandfather often fought battles.
不甘心国家被抢了一半。
Because he was not willing to let go of a territory taken away.
天天想要夺回那个失去的江山。
And every single day he wanted to reconquer that piece of land.
一年准备二年反攻，三年扫荡，五年成功。
He would prepare so that year after year he would see more and more success if possible.
不太国家当然就天天动刀兵啊。
And naturally the troops would be mobilized every single day within the country.
这个就是约沙法王的曾祖父
This is what Jehoshaphat's great grandfather did.
那看看他的祖父。
Let us see about his grandfather.
亚比亚王。
Which is King Abia.
好，我们看十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章我们看第二节。
Let's see chapter 13 verse 2.
二节，在耶路撒冷作王三年，他母亲名叫米该亚，是基比亚人乌列的女儿。亚比亚常与耶罗伯安征战。在这里谈到这个约沙法王的祖父这个亚比亚王也经常打战。
Chapter 13 tells us that Jehoshaphat's grandfather Abia also fought battles constantly.
他继承了他的爸爸这个罗伯安王的遗志想要夺回失去的江山。
He actually inherited the same determination as his father to reconquer the land.
在他当王的时候这个两国发生很严重的内战。
During his reign, there was a great war between the north and the south.
这场战争也奠定了南北两国永远分裂的一个基础。
This war, in fact, cemented the foundation for the constant and permanent separation of the northern and southern kingdom.
北国这个耶罗伯安率领八十万大军来攻打他。
Jeroboam taking 800,000 troops came to the southern kingdom to attack.
那这个亚比亚王也率领四十万军队 抵抗北国的侵略。
Abi in turn took 400,000 men to fight against King Rehoboam.
这场征战哦，北国损失了500,000大军呢。
And the outcome was that the Northern Kingdom lost 500,000 lives.
从此之后啊，北国没有力量在哦，在这个往南国哈、哦。来做统一啊。
Because of this, the Northern Kingdom not only had the strength and the power to attack and conquer the Southern Kingdom again.
所以南北两国哦，这个局势就底定了。
So we see how the distribution of power was set as an outcome of this battle.
一场战争死了500,000大军哦。
Can you imagine 500,000 soldiers dying in a single battle?
哎，所以哦。啊，这个就是约沙法王他的祖父哦，这个亚比亚王的时候。
And this is what happened during the times of the great grand of the grandfather of King Jehoshaphat.
同样也是哦，在征战连连哦。
And we see that wars have no end as well.
那再来就是他的爸爸亚撒王。
Next we have King Asa, who is Jehoshaphat's father.
哦，那这个犹大国啊，面对的不是只有内忧哦。还有外患。
At that time, the Southern Kingdom not only had internal struggles, but also external problems.
不是只有跟他们同文同种的这个北边的以色列国的攻击而已啊，还有周遭这个外国人的这个入侵。
Not only they faced the attack of their brothers, of their fellow countrymen, but also of the barbarians and Gentiles.
我们来看第十四章。
Let us see chapter 14.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十四章九节，有古士王谢拉率领军兵100,000，战车300辆出来攻击犹大人。在这里谈到说，这个约沙法王他的爸爸亚撒王在位的时候啊，曾经遇到这个古士人的侵略。
And verse 9 tells us that Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat, was attacked by the Ethiopian kingdom.
后来他们倚靠神。得胜了入侵的这个敌人。
And because they rely on God, they were able to repel this conquest attempt.
那不但是啊，这个约沙法王哦，他的曾祖父、祖父、爸爸有征战，约沙法王自己当王的时候，也同样遇到战争。
And so we see that not only King Jehoshaphat's great grandfather, grandfather, and father had wars, but he himself was fighting much as well.
在第二十章那边就记载了。
In chapter 20, we can see what this is about.
二十章记载他当王的时候，有摩押人、亚门人、米乌尼人一同来攻击他。
And we see in chapter 20 that the Moabites and Ammonites and other kingdoms came to attack.
所以我们想想看，如果一个人长时间处在动荡不安的环境，他最想要的是什么？
So we can see if a person lives in constant despair, what is it that this person would look for the most?
他最想要的就是安定。
Of course, the answer is harmony and peace.
他最想要的就是和平。
Is to have stability.
所以约沙法王不例外。
So King Jehoshaphat was no exception.
所以他想要和平。
He wanted peace.
所以他当然啊，就跟这个北边的国家以色列国啊。来和谈呐。
Unsurprisingly, he wanted to have talks of peace with the Northern Kingdom.
我们不要再一边一国了。我们如果能够统一的话，谁敢欺负我们
？Let us no longer be called the Northern and Southern Kingdom. Let us be unified so that no one would dare to attack us.
就像咱们现在中国强了。
Now that China is a mighty power in the world.
那台湾呢？如果能够再跟中国再统一的话，
what would happen if Taiwan were to join forces with China?
谁敢欺负咱们呢？
Who would dare to provoke them?
就像这样子了
It is a similar sort of argument.
所以就要和谈呐。
And they wanted to have peace talks.
两边的领导者坐下来谈，结果谈一谈啦。那我们来结亲家好了。
So the leaders came together and came to the conclusion that the best way of resolving this was to join the two dynasties in marriage.
我的儿子娶你的女儿嘛。
How about if my son takes your daughter as his wife?
那咱们将来都是亲家，还打什么仗？不打仗啊。
Then if we are family, why do we have to fight about? There will be no more wars.
约沙法王就是这样子啊。
This is the
This
is the mentality Jehoshaphat had, which led to marriage with Ahab.
这就是他的 背景。
No, this is the background.
因为他太想要安定了。
Because he really strive and desired peace.
他太渴望和平了。
He was too thirsty for this peace in the kingdom.
但是刚刚我们谈到那么多的征战。
And we talk about many wars.
南国犹大国都因为靠神而得胜。
Judah, the southern kingdom, was able to prevail each time because they relied on God.
而不是靠自己啊。
It was not that they relied on their own power.
我们来看这个十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
六节又在犹大建造几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有征战，因为神是他平安。好，继续看第七节。
Verse 7.
他对犹大人说：“我们要建造这些城邑，视为筑墙、盖楼、安门、做栓。地还属我们，是因。”神主我们的神我们既寻求他，他就赐我们四境平安。所以在这里呀、我们看到说犹大国能够得到平安，能够没有征战，能够得胜仇敌的原因是什么？
Here this we see the reason why the kingdom of the south was able to have peace.
不是靠着这个国家的军队，也不是靠着这个国际的这个外交。
They do not rely on their international relations or their military power.
是靠着敬畏神。
But instead on fearing the Lord.
倚靠神。
On trusting the Lord.
神赐给他们平安。
And then the Lord gave them peace.
所以这个约沙法王，他因为渴望和平，渴望稳定，但是他又错看了。那个能够给他和平跟稳定的力量。
So we see that on one hand, King Jehoshaphat wanted very much this peace and harmony between the countries, but at the same time, he forgot the source of this peace.
他忘了是神带领他们国家走过来的。
He did not see that it was God leading them along.
走过内战，走过外敌的侵略。
Along through the internal struggles and the attack from the enemies outside.
所以这个时候他想要用人的方法来维持继续保有稳定跟平安。
It was at this time that he tried to use human methods to preserve the peace he had fought for.
很多时候我们也会这样。
Many times we do the same thing.
我们忘了说是怎么走过来的。
We forget the way in which we walk to our present day.
让我们现在拥有一切。
Now that we have everything.
生活稳定。
And our lives are quite stable.
忘了是因为倚靠神。
We forget that the reason for this is that we rely on God in the first place.
忘了今天所拥有的一切是神赐给我们的。
We forget that everything we have was granted by God.
结果我们就想要用我们自己的方法来维持这种稳定跟平安。
And then we try our methods and ways to preserve this peace and this prosperity we now enjoy.
却忘了那个平安跟稳定是从神来的。
But in the process, we forget that the harmony and the peace actually come from God.
所以诗篇那边告诉我们。
Therefore, the book of Psalm tells us.
若不是神看守城池，看守的人枉然警醒。
Were it not God to be watching, then the watchman stays awake in vain.
若不是神建造房屋建造的人就枉然劳力了。
If God did not build, the builder would toil and labor in vain.
人是很脆弱的。
Man is indeed very fragile.
我们的生命经不起风吹草动的。
And our lives cannot withstand the winds and the storm of this life.
因为有神，所以我们能够得享平安。
And because we have God, we also have peace.
约沙法他就错看了这件事情。
This is what Jehoshaphat missed.
所以他想要用人的力量来维持这一份的平安。
And therefore he tried to use human strength to preserve the peace in his kingdom.
所以他才会用人的方法来跟那个不应该在一起的亚哈王结亲。
Which is why he used human methods to join King Ahab in marriage.
在人来看， 这个算盘打得好啊。
To men, this is quite a good method.
哦，免去将来的内战。
Because this prevents more internal wars.
哦，又可以怎么样啊？让国家强盛。哦，哎，那个外国人哈的仇敌啊，也不敢入侵。
And at the same time, they can bring more strength to the country, so that the enemies would not think about attacking.
这个是人想的哦。
This is what man thinks.
哎，但如同刚刚我们所分享。若不是神，人不能做什么。
But like we mentioned, were it not to be for God, man can do nothing.
结亲之后的约沙法。
So what happened to Jehoshaphat after he joined Ahab in marriage?
他有没有得到他所预料的好处
？Did he actually gain what he was seeking?
经济更繁荣。
Did he have a more prosperous economy?
国家更强盛。
Or a more powerful kingdom?
没有诶。
The answer is no.
我们来看哦。首先呢，我们来看看，来看十八章哦。
Let us see what happened in chapter 18.
第二节。
Chapter 18, verse 2.
二节过了几年，他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，劝他与自己同去。攻取基列的拉莫三节。
Three.
以色列王亚哈问犹大王约沙法说：“你肯同我去攻取基列的拉莫吗？”他回答说：“你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样，我必与你同去征战。”约沙法王跟亚哈结亲的目的不是要免去征战吗？
Was it not the objective of Jehoshaphat in joining Ahab in marriage to avoid all war?
结果啊，不但没有免去征战哦，反而要替人家去打仗。
Now, not only he did not achieve this objective, but he actually had to join some other people in battle.
哦，连这个基列人哦，不向这个亚哈进贡，亚哈生气了。
The Gileadites did not pay tribute to King Ahab, and Ahab was not pleased.
亚哈想要出兵啊，来。教训这个基列人。
They have wanted to teach the Gileadites a lesson through his military prowess.
当然就想起自己的亲家啦。
And then, of course, he thought about his own family.
哎，咱们一起去打仗。
So he invited his family, which was King Jehoshaphat, to fight together.
约沙法王能说不要吗
？How can Jehoshaphat say no？
只好跟他一起去了。
He had no other choice but to follow on.
这个亚哈王很聪明哎。
Ahab was also very cunning.
怎么聪明？我们来看一看哦。
Let us see how.
来看，十八章的二十八节。
Let us see chapter 18, verse 28.
二十八节，以色列王和犹大王约沙法上基列的拉莫去了。二十九节。
29.
以色列王对约沙法说不要改装上阵，你可以仍穿王服。于是以色列王改装。他们就上阵去了。三十节。
30.
先是亚兰王吩咐车兵长说：“他们的兵将无论大小，你们都不可与他们征战，只要与以色列王征战。”三十一节。
31.
车兵长看见约沙法，便说：“这必定是以色列王。”就转过去与他征战。约沙法一呼喊，神就帮助他，神用感动他们离开他。三十二节。
32.
车兵长见不是以色列王，就转去不追他了。约沙王真的是误交匪类啊！他这个亲戚不是省油的灯哎。
And we can see how this Ahab has no regard absolutely for his family.
哎呀，那咱们去打仗我们两个王御驾亲征。
So they thought, well, since we are family, let us join our forces together in battle.
结果要上战场的时候他跟亚哈跟约沙法就说了。
So at the moment of the battle, King Ahab told Jehoshaphat,
我要去这个化个妆
I need to apply some makeup on myself.
那你仍然就穿着这个国王的衣服好了。
So why don't you stay with the king's robe?
那我不要穿国王的衣服了。
And I will just change into other sort of clothes.
自古擒贼先擒王对不对？这个当然我把你这个国王杀掉，你的军队就没人 领导指挥了。
And the reason being that if the head is lost, then the bodies are lost too. So if the king is gone, the whole country will be defeated.
我们这下象棋也是这样啊，把对方的哦这个主帅哦，把对方的将军啊，我们就赢了嘛。
Then we do the same thing when we play chess. We just capture the king, and that is your victory.
亚哈王也知道啊。
And King Ahab knew about this.
我穿着王的衣服，目标太明显，太危险。
He knew that if he were clothed as a king, he would be a very visible target.
哦，所以哦，我要换装了哈。
So he knew he had to disguise himself.
哦，那约瑟法，你是个大傻瓜哈，你仍然穿这个王的衣服啊。
So Jehoshaphat, being a little bit less bright, would still be in his king's clothes.
到时候死是死你，不是死我。
And when it comes the moment for someone to die, it will be you and not me.
所以这个约沙法真的是哦是个大傻瓜哈。
So really, Jehoshaphat was not that smart.
还好哦，真的是啊，因为他懂得倚靠神呢。
But fortunately and thankfully, he knew how to rely on God.
神帮助他。
And God helped him.
哦，让这个敌人呐、啊，军队啊，哦不追他。
Allowing him to escape from the pursuit of the enemy.
啊，不然呢，这个约沙法老早就死在战场上。
Otherwise, he would have been dead many times long before.
哦，所以我们看看哦，这个约沙法王哦，跟这个亚哈结亲哦。有没有为国家带来好处？
So the question is that was peace brought into the country after he married the family of Ahab?
反而还要替人家去打仗。
We see that the answer is no, but rather he had to fight for others.
差点连自己老命也没了。
He almost lost his life in the process.
这个可能是他当时没有想到的。
This is something that probably he didn't think about.
再来哦。
Moreover.
我们来看看哈、哦，经济上哈、哦，这个军事上哦没得好处，经济上会不会得好处啊
？Let us see if he prospered in any way, from an economic point of view.
二十章
，Chapter 20。
二十章三十五节
，Chapter 20 verse 35。
三十五节，此后犹大王约沙法与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十六节
，36。
二王合伙造船要往他师去，遂在以寻加别造船。三十七节。
37。
那时玛利沙人多大瓦的儿子以利以谢向约沙法说预言，说因你与亚哈谢交好，神必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能往他师去了。这里要、哦、谈到说这个，约沙法王、哦、跟亚哈的儿子、哦哎、这个亚哈谢王、啊哎、也是、哦这个交好、哦、
Here we see that King Jehoshaphat made an alliance with the son of Asa called Ahaziah、
哦。共同要发展经济。
They wanted to prosper their respective economies.、
哦、一起造船、哦、要做贸易。
So they created ships in order to stimulate commerce.、
哦、这边特别说这个亚哈的儿子亚哈谢、啊哦、也是不好的王、哦、就是说行恶太甚、哦、可能比他爸爸还坏。
It says here that King Ahaziah, son of Ahab, was very wicked.、
哦、所以、哦、这个事情啊哦、当然就不成功了。
And therefore, this enterprise did not succeed.、
哦、他们那个联合贸易舰队啊、哦，也失败了。
And their alliance in commerce also was a failure.、
哦、所以我们想想看哦，这个军事上啊，替人家打仗，差点自己老命也赔上。啊、在经济上啊，哇，也赔本了、啊。
So firstly, we see that King Jehoshaphat came out losing after the battle, and now we see that he suffers an economic loss.、
哦、一开始啊，这个约沙法王跟会跟北国亚哈结亲、哦、想到说、啊、这个、哦、内政外交经济、啊、都能够得好处、啊、这下子都没有得好处、啊、
In the beginning he thought that by joining Ahab he would have prosperity military and also internally and also economically, but none of this happened、
哦、这个是在国家的损失、哦、
And this is a loss for the country
我们接下来谈谈约沙法王、哦、他自己的损失
Now let us talk about the losses Jehoshaphat suffered personally、
哦刚刚谈到说他差一点、啊、命丧沙场。
We mentioned that he almost lost his life in the battlefield.
还好神保守他、哦、
And fortunately, God protected him.
但是、啊、他的后代就没有这么好。
But his descendants did not have the same good fortune.、
哦、约沙法王的儿子叫约兰。
The son of Jehoshaphat was called、
约兰。约兰哦来看二十一章。
Let us see chapter 21.
21:1.
Chapter 21, verse 1.
约沙法与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城他列祖的坟地里。他儿子约兰接续他作王。
It says here that Jehoram his son reigned in his place.
第二节。
Verse 2.
约兰有几个兄弟，就是约沙法的儿子，亚撒利亚，这个耶歇，撒加利亚，亚撒利亚，米迦勒，示法提亚，这都是以色列王约沙法的儿子。三节。
Three.
他们的父亲将许多金银财宝和犹大的地的坚固城赐给他们，但将国赐给约兰，因为他是长子。第四节。
Four.
约兰兴起做他父的位，奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众兄弟和以色列的几个首领。这里说到这个，约沙法王的儿子长子这个约兰王当王啊。
So we see here that Jehoram, who is Jehoshaphat's firstborn, became king.
第一件事情，把这些弟弟统统杀掉。
Task number one, kill off all his brothers.
他为什么会这么做？
Why did he do such a thing?
难道他不念手足之情吗？
Does he know not about fraternity?
原因在哪里？
What is the reason for this?
我们继续看哦。第六节啊。
Verse 6.
六节，他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。原来他会这么残忍把自己的这个手足弟弟通通杀掉，是太太的影响。
Now we see that he was so cruel to the point of killing his brothers because he was influenced by his wife.
我看到这个约沙法王在九泉之下他可能死都不瞑目。
And I think that King Jehoshaphat would not be aware at all of what was going on under that influence.
这个媳妇竟然叫他的先生把这些小叔们通通杀掉。
And he was told to kill all his brothers.
可能这个约沙法王他当时在挑媳妇的时候没有想到的。
And Jehoshaphat might have not thought about his mother-in-law when he married his wife.
他忘了他的这个亲家就是亚哈的太太，这个耶洗别皇后就是这样的人。
He forgot that King Ahab's wife Jezebel was such a person.
杀神的先知。
Who killed the prophets of God.
把整个国家带到搞迷信、拜偶像的这个得罪神的事情。
And brought the entire kingdom under idol worship and superstition.
妈妈怎么样，女儿大概也错不了到哪里了。
Like mother, we can say like daughter.
这个耶洗别曾经为了要抢人家的这个葡萄园，有没有？
And do we remember the instance where Jezebel wanted to steal the vineyard, someone's vineyard?
作假见证就把人家给杀了，把人家的地给抢过了。
And after bearing false witness, she stole over this vineyard.
所以这样的妈妈教出的女儿当然就是这样了。
And of course, such mother would bring up her daughter to be likewise.
你把弟弟通通杀掉，那爸爸留下的金银财宝通通是你的了。
And so basically, she told, if you were to kill all your other brothers, then all the riches of your father will be to you.
跟他妈妈这个耶洗别抢人家的地葡萄园如出一辙。
And we can see that the wife was like her mother, no different at all.
不单是这样
Not only this.
这个约兰王后来因为娶了坏太太也跟着做坏事当然神管教，后来死掉了。
And because Jehoram married such a wife and did evil in the eyes of the Lord, he had an matching retribution from the Lord and he died.
我们来看21:18.
Chapter 21, verse 18.
18节，这些事以后，神使约兰的肠子患不能治的病。19节，他患此病缠绵日久，过了两年，肠子坠落下来，病重而死。这个约兰行神看为恶的事情死掉了。
Jehoram did evil according to the eyes of the Lord and died.
那他的儿子接续他做王。
His son followed on and took up the kingship.
哦，他的儿子叫做亚哈谢。
His name was Ahaziah.
那看二十二章第一节。
Let's see chapter 22 verse 1.
哦，第一节，耶路撒冷的居民立约兰的小儿子亚哈谢接续他做王。哦，因为跟随亚拉伯人来攻营的军兵曾杀了亚哈谢众兄长，这样犹大王约兰的儿子亚哈谢做了王。哦，这亚哈谢的小儿子接替他的父亲做王。这个接替他的父亲哈，约兰的小儿子亚哈谢哈，接替他父亲约兰做王。
So we see that Ahaziah, the youngest son of Jehoram, became the king.
做王不是都皇太子，应该都是长子，怎么会变成小儿子呢？
According to the royal tradition, shouldn't the firstborn become king, not the youngest one?
原来啊，他们的皇宫哦，曾经被外敌入侵呐、啊，结果啊，这些皇太子啊，通通被杀掉了，只剩下这个小儿子。
The reason for this is that once the palace was attacked by the Arabians and they killed all the sons except the youngest one.
真的是报应哦。
And this is the retribution he gets.
他把他自己的兄长通通杀掉。
And because he himself killed all his brothers.
结果他自己的儿子也通通被人家杀掉。
And consequently, all his sons were killed.
这就是神的管教啊。
This is the chastening of God.
也是很明显祸患哦，延子孙啊。
It is very evident that the curses also fall on from generation to generation.
还不是这样而已哦。
Yeah, but this is not the end.
好，那这个小儿子亚哈谢起来当王。
So now the youngest son Ahaziah becomes king.
他的作风怎么样
？And what did how did he do?
我们继续来看哈。第二节，二十二章二节。
Chapter 22 verse 2.
亚哈谢登基的时候年四十二岁，在耶路撒冷做王一年。他母亲名叫亚他利亚，是暗利的孙女。三节。亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。这个亚哈谢王也是个坏蛋。
Ahaziah was also quite an evil person.
为什么
？Why?
因为他妈妈不好啊。
And because his mother was no good.
我看这个约沙法王这下子，更加死不瞑目了。
And I see that Jehoshaphat now is in even more distress.
我选的这个媳妇啊，不但把我儿子教坏啊，也把孙子教坏了。
Because he thinks, oh, my daughter-in-law not only taught my son bad, but also my grandson.
真的是错一步全盘皆输哎。
And indeed, if it is wrong at the beginning, it will be wrong all the way till the end.
还不是这样而已哦。
But this is not the only thing that happened.
这个亚哈谢后来死掉。
Ahaziah then passed away.
为什么死掉
？Why?
神这个惩罚这个亚哈家就是北国以色列国。
And God punished the northern kingdom, the household of Ahab.
让这个亚哈的这个部下一个叫耶户的起来革命
，and he allowed Jehu, who was one of the ministers of the kingdom, to arise and make a revolution.
把亚哈全家通通杀掉
，and he killed everyone in the household of Ahab.
那这个亚哈谢是他们的亲家嘛
？And we know that Ahaziah is an immediate family.
这个就去要去看他的亲家。
So he went to visit family.
被耶户一并通通干掉。
And Jehu killed them with very swiftly with the sword.
所以这个亚哈谢也死了。
Ahaziah also died.
他的兄弟也通通死了。
His brothers were also dead.
结果谁要当王
？So who would be the king?
给你们猜谁当王
？If you were to guess, who would be the king then?
武则天出来当王
It's of course a Jehu.
来看二十二章的第十节。
Let's see, chapter 22, verse 10.
二十二章第十节。
Verse 10.
亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭犹大王室。十一节。
11.
但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯 从那被杀的王子中偷出来，啊，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。哦，约示巴是约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子，既是耶和耶大的妻，她收藏约阿斯躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。哇，这个亚他利亚哈，这个母亲啊，看到儿子死掉了。
So we see that Athaliah sees that her son died.
想说啊，那干嘛？那我自己出来当王不是更好
？And she thinks, well, then I shall become the king. Why not?
哦，所以啊，就把子子孙孙通通杀掉。
And therefore, she killed all the sons and grandsons.
哦，就跟这个武则天哦，篡位篡了这个唐朝一样哦。
And very similar to a story in the Tang Dynasty in China.
哦，自己起来当王了。
She decided to become king herself.
哦，还好哦。有一个王子哦，没有被杀。
But thankfully there was a prince that was kept alive.
被藏到圣殿里面了。
He was hidden within the temple.
哦，后来啊，他来个光武中心哈，哎，又回来哈。
And then by the protection of God, he returned.
哦，才结束这个乱象。
And in this way, putting an end to this tragedy and this tumult.
所以我们想想看哦，当时约沙法王他打如意算盘。
So let us think about the initial decision by King Jehoshaphat.
哦，不但国家没有得到好处啊，还是要出兵替人打仗，哦，经济也不好，还受人家侵略。
And not only he did not attain the peace he was looking for, but rather he had to fight for others in war. He suffered economic loss, and also he was attacked by foreign countries.
啊，他自己本身哦，差一点哦，啊，差一点死掉了，成个大傻瓜。
On the personal level, because he wasn't too wise, he almost died.
哦，然后这个媳妇啊，哦，不但把丈夫教坏了，把儿子也教坏了。
And her mother-in-law not only taught.Daughter-in-law not only taught him bad, but also his descendants.
甚至啊，把这个后代通通杀掉啊，自己篡位要当王啊。
And he, all his descendants were killed because the mother wanted to become king.
要不是神纪念大卫
，Were it not that God remembered David?
哦，纪念他跟大卫所立的约。
That he remembered the covenant he established with King David.
大卫王朝老早就没有了。
The dynasty of King David would be over soon before.
哦，那大卫王朝要从他的后代要生出谁？
And、
生出救主弥赛亚，生出耶稣啊。
Who was supposed to come out of the branch of David is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
差一点这个救恩啊就中断了。
No, no. Almost, we see that salvation was put to an end.
哦，所以我们看到哦，魔鬼撒旦哦一直想要中断。神的计划。
So we see how Satan constantly tries to disrupt the plan of God.
哦，要不是神能力的保守。
Were it not for the powerful protection of God.
老早就完了，不用就玩完了，不用再玩下去了。
Then the whole matter would be finished long time ago.
这都是约沙法王当时要跟亚哈结亲，他所没有意料到的。
And none of this were actually foreseen by King Jehoshaphat when he joined Ahab's household in marriage.
哦，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
一步错，步步错。
If you are wrong in the beginning, you will keep on faltering as you go on the way.
好像我们在扣穿衣服扣扣子啊，你一颗扣错了，下面通通跟着错了。
It is like when you are buttoning a shirt. If you miss one of the buttons, all the ones that come next will be misaligned as well.
所以我们的选择很重要。
So our choices are very important.
能够造福后代。
And they can bring peace and blessing to the next generations.
也能够祸延子孙。
But they can also bring curses to them as well.
所以我们岂能不倚靠神呢？
So can we not rely on God?
所以愿神啊，借着早上，我们从圣经以色列人历史的学习跟教导。
May we based on the teachings and the history of the kingdom of Israel.
让我们啊都能够不断的倚靠神。
Be able to trust God unceasingly.
让我们都能够保持警醒。
And may we always be watchful and alert.
让我们后代子孙。都能够继续蒙福。
So our generation after generation can be blessed.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
58首。
In 58.
有一个住在纽约的人叫做苏克斯。
There is a New Yorker called
Sachs.
Sachs.
他是一个行为不怎么好的人。
Who is a person not very worthy of imitating?
娶了跟他同样行为败坏的女子做老婆。
He married a wife who was equally corrupt.
有人对他十二代的子孙做了统计。
And some people did run some statistics on 12 generations after him.
310个子孙做流浪汉 homeless.
310 of them became homeless.
440个子孙因为生活放荡疾病缠身。
440 because of their lifestyle became very sick.
130位子孙因为犯罪被判刑平均入狱13年。
130 because of their constant criminal record were put in prison for 13 years in a row.
有20个人做了生意。
20 became businessmen.
哦，其中四个人呐、啊，那个方法是在监狱里头学会的。
And ten of them learned their methods in prison.
哦，哎，那另外还有一个人哦，啊，也住纽约，叫做爱德华兹。
Then there is another New Yorker.
Edwards.
Whose last name is Edwards.
哦，他是一个传道人。
He was a preacher.
哦，他娶了跟他一样敬虔的姐妹。
And he married a wife who was equally God-fearing and fervent for the Lord.
哦，同样也有人对他十二代的子孙做统计。
Likewise, some people run through his genealogy 12 generations after him.
有三百位的子孙哈，成为传道人、宣教士或者是神学教授。
300 became theologians, preachers, or pastors.
哦，有一百多位的大学教授。
More than 100 became professors of theology.
哦，有一百位的这个律师。
We also find more than 100 lawyers in his genealogy.
哦，其中30位做了法官。
30 of them became judges.
哦，有60多位医生。
And there were 60 plus physicians.
哦，有60多位成了作家。
More than 60 authors.
哦，有十四位啊。成了大学校长。
14 became deans in universities.
有三位当选的国会议员。
And 3 even became congressmen.
哦，有一位当了美国副总统。
1 became the vice president of the United States.
所以我们想想看哦，福祸是不是延子孙？
So let us think about it. Does not blessing and curse pass on from generation to generation?
愿神的恩典都临到我们跟我们的子子孙孙。
May God's blessing be unto us and unto our sons and daughters.
我现在来祷告。
Now let us pray together.
祷告的时候，我们继续为我们弟兄姐妹为教会的圣工发展来祷告。
As we pray, let us pray for our brothers and sisters and the development of holy work.
还有为下个礼拜在伊丽莎白教会所举办的全国会议来代祷。
Please also pray for the National Church Conference being held next week in the Elizabeth Church.
那也继续为这个接下来在喜乐坡教会的全国成人神训班来祷告。
Let us intercede as well for the National Adult Theological Seminar being held in Hillsboro in 2 weeks after.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹。
And if you are willing to receive the laying of the hands, we welcome you to come forward to pray. We ask the ministers to lay hands. Let's pray together.